are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is retired U.S. Army Colonel Bill Taylor. He's now an adjunct professor in the Georgetown University School of Foreign Service, and he's also had a longtime association with the Center for Strategic and International Studies here in Washington. We want to get his thoughts today on the North Korean experiments in the past few days, firing missiles as well as conducting what we believe is an underground nuclear test. And Colonel, it's always good to have you with us.
Greg, good to be back with you.
It seemed like a couple of years ago the tide had turned, the diplomacy was working, the six-party talks, North Korea had agreed to start dismantling its operations. What are we seeing now?
Well, I think we are seeing, and I think most analysts who look at North Korea for a long time would agree, we're seeing internal regime change on the way. The ruler of North Korea, I knew his dad well, as a matter of fact, and met with him in North Korea many times. But I never met the son, who's now the ruler, Kim Jong-il. But he's now, I think he's 67. He's had a stroke, I think almost everyone agrees. He's looking a little bit frail. It's time, probably, for an internal, not forced from the outside, not us doing it, regime change. How that works out causes some uncertainties. However it works out, it'll be the ruler of the National Defense Commission. Kim Jong-il, the ruler, is the chairman of that commission. His youngest son has been given recently a junior position on that commission. But that doesn't necessarily sound like it explains testing a nuclear weapon again and firing more missiles. Well, I think maybe it does. At the time of this regime change, whoever in North Korea comes into power wants that position to be one that the major players in Northeast Asia will take very seriously. They know possession of a nuclear weapon, especially a deliverable nuclear weapon, can give them a status that they don't have now and haven't had. I think that partially explains it. They already have about 200 missiles that can carry non-nuclear or nuclear payloads to almost anywhere in Japan, all throughout South Korea. What we're worried about is the longer-range Taepodong 2, if they get that one tested, when it could reach the U.S. They haven't done that yet.
So what's the right response here? Some may say that this shows that you can't bargain with the North Koreans because they don't honor their word. We've seen it a couple different times now. So what's the most effective way of getting them to dismantle their nuclear program and actually mean it?
You can't bargain with the North Koreans when they've got somebody else to rely on. They have had China and, in some respects, Russia to rely on. I think it's time, and I think maybe the Obama administration is looking at this, is to work much more closely with the Chinese on this issue. The North Koreans can't do anything without Chinese backing and approval. There are other reasons beyond North Korea why we need to be working much more closely with China on global warming issues, on military strategic issues in Asia Pacific. And I think this can be one area where we can work with the Chinese, get an agreement with the Chinese that we do, neither one of us want a North Korea that can deliver nuclear weapons and which might be able to transfer them to terrorists.
Are we sure, Colonel, that China is horrified by the thought of a North Korean nuclear program that's deliverable?
I think it does make them nervous. The statement that they made with this test just this past weekend was a little stronger than any statement we've seen out of them yet. And they may be willing to go along not just with a Security Council resolution on sanctions, stronger than they have before, but they might work with us in addition to that on a bilateral basis on some mutual concerns about North Korea. But my point is, now's not the time to overreact. The idea of using military force against North Korea is absurd. We would decimate them in 2 weeks or less of high-intensity conflict, but they will destroy Japan, South Korea, and all the Americans in both places fast. It would be a Pyrrhic victory. Let's not overreact. Let's talk to the Chinese and work through this diplomatically.
Colonel, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, sir, great to have your time and your insight.
I always enjoy it, Greg. Anytime, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Colonel Bill Taylor, U.S. Army retired. He is now an adjunct professor at the Georgetown University School of Foreign Service, and he's had a longtime relationship with the Center for Strategic and International Studies here in Washington. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Check us out online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.